Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A Council Grove teen is dead in a single vehicle accident. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The Morris County Sheriff's Office was alerted to the accident on Sunday morning by the mobile app Life Alert 360. First responders dispatched to a rural part of the county near 1800 Road and Z Avenue found a pickup truck driven by 15-year-old Coulter L. Litke with the teen inside. It appears he swerved and hit a concrete bridge rail. CPR was started immediately and Litke was transported to Morris County Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival.
Sunday, August 6th was the last day for most pools and aquatic centers across the state. The Shawnee Parks and Rec Department says the Oakland Pool could be replaced with a new aquatic center before next summer. The county is asking for public comment on what should replace the pool. The next public engagement session will be on August 15th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/Lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. This summer's wheat harvest is finally coming to a close in Kansas after weeks of delays, and it's the smallest crop for the state since 1966, with farmers up against weather-related challenges this year. Wheat needs a lot of moisture when it's planted in the fall and actively growing in the spring. However, in the summer, it needs to be dry for harvesting. This year, the weather did the opposite of what was needed. According to the Kansas Wheat Commission, the fall and spring were dry, which made some crops so stunted farmers gave up on them entirely, with about 15% of the crops being abandoned compared to the 5% abandoned in a typical year. Aaron Harries, the Kansas Wheat Commission Vice President of Research and Operations, said many acres of wheat in Kansas were just abandoned this year before May 1st. As late May rolled around, the weather started to get wet, with heavy rains coming during harvest time when the farmers needed the fields to be dry. And Harries said every time it rains on a field of ripe wheat, it lowers the quality of that wheat. Harvest normally finishes up around the 4th of July. However, this year, crops were being picked into early August with late rains that fed into another problem, weeds. Harry said farmers reported that when it started raining in June, it became a race to try to get their wheat harvested before the green weeds would come up and take over their field. The hope for farmers is that things turn around next year, but with Mother Nature, there are no guarantees. As Kansas students prepare to head back to school this month, Governor Kelly announced that families in all 105 counties across Kansas have applied for the Kansas Education Enrichment, or KEEP, program, and she's encouraging more qualifying parents and guardians to take advantage of the one-time award of $1,000 per child to cover educational goods and services, including school supplies, tutoring, music lessons, and academic camps. Governor Kelly said the KEEP program is providing Kansas families the support they need to encourage their child's learning over the summer and long after, whether that's through new books, tutoring, or school supplies. And she encourages all who qualify to join the other families who have applied and to take advantage of this resource. In June, Governor Kelly expanded the eligibility for KEEP to students with household incomes of less than 300% of the federal poverty guidelines. Parents can spend their students' program funds on a variety of academic enrichment opportunities, such as the purchase of curriculum and educational materials, including school supplies and certain allowed technological devices, camps with academic-related curriculum, such as music, arts, science, technology, agriculture, math, and engineering, tutoring, language classes, and musical instruments and lessons. Students in a current foster care placement are also eligible regardless of the household income, though the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. More information on how families can apply for and receive funds is available on the KEEP program website, keep.ks.gov. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, are now accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners are selected from contestants split into east and west regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dry land no-till, dry land tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. And the entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields and transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enroll, contestants must be a paid NSP member at the time of entry, and more than one member of a family may enroll. However, each family member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed off of yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, August 2nd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Ron Briery, and Gerald Jones, along with others, to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the July 19, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were two building permits presented for approval. Dave Barber with the USDA Rural Development went through the necessary paperwork to be completed in order to receive funds for the grant applications that were submitted for two police cars and a generator. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to adopt Resolution 19-2023, which is a resolution approving the application for the USDA Rural Development Grant funding and adopting and providing for standards for procurement, bidding, and contract awards. The vote was taken and the motion carried. On behalf of the Norton County Community Service Association, Donna Lowry thanked the city employees for putting up and taking down the carnival rides. Donna also reported that a member of the Travel and Tourism Committee has submitted their resignation, and Donna stated that she has prospective individuals interested in serving on the committee and will hopefully have letters of interest to present at the council meeting. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the appointment of Cheryl Roberts to the Norton Library Board. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Norton's Chief of Police, Jay Sharp, stated that the police department recently received complaints of speeding on 2nd Street near the downtown area. Jay said they have been doing selective enforcement over the last week, and so far, after 5 hours of patrolling, they have had zero stops, and the highest recorded speed was 34 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. Jay then reported that the new body cameras have been implemented and training on the new system has been completed. City Administrator James Maru reported that they had a progress meeting on the highway project on Tuesday. He stated that their intent is to start pouring concrete in the next 2 weeks, as they have been delayed with change orders being processed on the drainage culvert at Casey's because it was not what they had anticipated. James then gave an update on the Washington Street project, stating that they should be opening the south or eastbound lane today, Monday, August 7th. Gerald Jones thanked the city crews for addressing the drainage issue at Wilberforce and Archer. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting at 4 p.m. on August 9th. Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a finance committee meeting at 4 p.m. on August 10th. And Robert Bowman scheduled a parks committee meeting at 4:30 p.m. on August 9th. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Priory for the council to enter executive session with the city attorney, city administrator, city clerk, police chief, and assistant police chief for consultation with the city's attorney about the communications and jail services agreement, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship. And the council meeting then resumed with no motions made or any action taken as a result of the executive session. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve appropriating ordinance number 15 as a whole, and the motion carried, and a motion was made by Andrew Black to adjourn, and the council adjourned at 6:25 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Commodity markets already dealing with Russia's assault on Ukraine's grain stores may have to adjust to more drops in export activity. India, the world's biggest exporter of rice, announced last month it would stop the export of most rice types in an effort to curb rising domestic prices. Darren Newstrom, senior analyst with Bar Charts, says the impact of this move could soon materialize in the U.S. markets.
We haven't seen a huge move on it yet. In fact, as I said, India hasn't been a huge buyer of U.S. commodities. In fact, they have been buying, they've continued to buy from Russia based on, discounted price and so on. But it could certainly cause a ripple effect. It comes back to that, reshuffling of the deck. And now if they're not going to be exporting some grains or if they're going to be limiting imports of others, we have to keep a close eye because that could possibly bring some business back to the U.S. down the road.
Newsroom adds that the move comes as the U.S. rice futures recently experienced a major downturn, which could open the door for more exports.
We haven't seen the markets react yet. In fact, the U.S. rice market's been under pressure. But, I think as we go along and it's possible this market starts to draw in some buyers, we've seen market after market take their turn posting strong rallies. Rice seems to be poised for that. It hasn't really done its thing yet, at least here recently. So I do think it opens the door for possibly it may be very difficult to trade, but certainly could be a rally coming in the rice market.
The U.S. is a top five exporter of rice, harvesting over 8 million tons last year. Production is primarily in eastern Arkansas, with the Missouri bootheel accounting for about 7% of the U.S. rice harvest. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It looks like the whole state will stay under the 90-degree mark today with cooler high pressure moving in from the north. Still pretty warm in the southern counties with mid to upper 80s and low to mid 80s in the northern tier counties. There is a chance of some severe thunderstorms in the western counties during the afternoon and into the evening. The tornado risk is pretty low with large hail and damaging wind over 70 miles per hour being the big issues with any severe weather today. Slightly warmer tomorrow and Wednesday and for the rest of the week, but we should stay out of the 100s for a while. A bigger system will roll through eastern Kansas on Wednesday night and Thursday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a low-pressure trough is over eastern Colorado with a low near the panhandles drawing in warm and humid air into eastern Colorado and western Kansas. High pressure covers our central and eastern counties with pretty low rain chances through the afternoon. Along that trough in the west, we'll have some wind shear and enough moist air for thunderstorms this afternoon. This evening, the trough will tilt eastward a little bit with a stationary front developing to our south and a continuing supply of moist air, so thunderstorms will hang around in the western counties. Then looking at Tuesday, a few thunderstorms or showers are possible early in the day for the central counties. By afternoon, the whole state should have at least some scattered thunderstorms. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low 80s with upper 50s for the overnight hours, low to mid 80s north central, and low to mid 60s for the overnight. Northeast, low 80s today, and tonight will be in the low to mid 60s. Mid 80s in the southwest counties, upper 50s and low 60s for the overnight. South central, mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the mid 60s, upper 80s southeast, and mid 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. Ranchers, have you thought about adding a calf table to your cattle working equipment? The Powder River Classic Calf Table has great features for ease of operation and efficient calf processing. This calf table accommodates calves up to 450 pounds for vaccinating, castrating, and branding. The adjustable head table facilitates procedures such as ear tagging and tattooing. Unique features include a reversible head gate for opposite side branding, optional left to right side tilt, three-level tilt-down operations, and a balanced, easy tilt system. And you'll really appreciate the durable construction and powder coat paint. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.